Welcome to the Things to Live For podcast. Here's Rick.
Hi. In other episodes, we talked about starting new things and stepping out of your comfort zone. When things get a bit chaotic in our ever-changing lives, though, it's nice to have one or two things that we call our constant. What is it? Well, it's something that's always there for us, no matter what happens. For many of us, our constant is our family. No matter where we go or what we do, they'll always be there. And if we go astray, we can come back to them. Our constant can be our best friends. Sometimes we start heading on a different path, maybe something that's not right for us. Even though things don't work out, our friends will be there to help us pick up the pieces. A place could also serve as our constant. It could be our parents' home, or a place of worship, or even an entire city. One of my closest friends had Walmart as his constant while he was traveling around the U.S. No matter where he went, it was a familiar environment. I guess I felt that way when I visited Europe and walked into a McDonald's. Your constant can be almost anything. It could be your job. Maybe it's a TV series you watch over and over, like Friends. It could be a website you visit daily, or even a podcast like this one. It might be your faith, if you have one. Think about what your constant is. After you identify it, it'll be easier for you to go to it whenever you need to. Thank you for joining us on Things to Live For. Don't forget to swing by our website, thingstolivefor.com, whenever you can. We update it almost every day. Don't forget, use the number 2. This is Rick. Have a blessed day.
Are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're located in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit iasp.info. Help is just a click away.